This audio drama contains profanity, graphic violence, and mature subject matter. Welcome to the After Hell podcast. We present a special preview of After Hell Volume 3. Listen at your own peril. And now, part 1 of Bloodbath at the Giallo Hotel. We have a special treat for you. A visit to a popular resort in the New Hell. It is a gilded palace of sin, equipped with running hot and cold veins. There, you will cross the dividing line between the world you know and the after hell to come. Now relish your good fortune and enjoy your stay at the Giallo Hotel.
Hey, Vince. How's it going?
Hey, Ruben. Hey. Come on in, Ruby. Got a good flight?
Pretty good, yeah.
Hey, I got some lasagna from room service. You want some?
I ain't on the plane. We shouldn't be here, Vince.
Boss Giallo has money riding on the fight. He wants me downstairs at the ring to keep an eye on it. If we aren't there, he's suspicious. We have to be here.
But we're moving against the boss on his turf. We ought to be somewhere else, laying low, hitting the mattresses.
I am. I'm just borrowing the boss's mattress.
But you already got the power. Old man Giallo's like boss in name only. You can have a sit down with the other bosses, you know, make a deal.
Bullshit. I got the whole syndicate resting in my hand. It's practically mine now. Nah, I'm not dicking around, keeping secrets. We're taking the boss out tonight. End of discussion, end of your bullshit. Got it?
Okay, Vince.
Speaking of doing it in secret, Teresa must have turned off her fucking cell. I've been calling her all night. Watch, old man Giallo's probably screwing her into overtime.
You're doing with the boss's Kumar in the boss's hotel? That's just looking for trouble.
Yeah, well, trouble came looking for me. Eager to trade up to a higher caliber, you know?
Sorry, Vince. The boss wants to see you.
Ah, damn.
You awake, Vince?
Ruben, what? No! No, not here!
I'm sorry, Vince. I really am.
Ruben, please, cut me loose, man!
The boss knew everything. He knew we were gonna move against him, and he gave me a choice. Kill or be killed.
Ruben, no!
Hold it, Ruben. Not yet. I wanna savor this.
Okay, boss.
Vincent Pensari, can you hear me? This is Boss Giallo. Do you know where you are?
Yeah, sure I do. I brought lots of people here. It's room 1300. It's a secret killing room.
That's right. Manny Porky Guida disappeared in here. Thanks to you and Ruben Maduro over there. And with this intercom system, I listened to the final moments. But it's different tonight, isn't it, Vince? It's your turn. Tonight, I'm gonna hear you die.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Ruben, check the hardware.
Okay, boss.
Ruben, wait a sec, man. Think about this. It's me. It's me, Vince.
Quiet, Mr. Pensari. Let him do his job. Besides, we're gonna need all that equipment sooner or later.
Ruben, come on, man. It's me.
But first, a quick refresher course. How to do business with Boss Giallo. First lesson. A good boss knows what's happening in his organization. You two have been racking up a lot of frequent flyer miles, having private meetings with the other syndicate bosses.
Okay, let's talk about that. I'm listening.
Oh, you better be listening. The boss is talking. Now, lesson two. Everyone follows their boss. Look at Ruben Maduro over there. He's a good soldier. That's because he doesn't want to be a dead soldier. Correct, Ruben?
Right, boss.
Ruben, look at me, please.
Lesson three. Nobody screws with the boss or the boss's stuff. You help yourself to my name, my business, my soldiers. You even took my DVD of Dances with Wolves in Super High Def without asking. And Sarah, you rat bastard, you know that's my favorite movie. And my favorite Gumara, you were screwing.
Oh, crap.
What, you thought I wouldn't know? Oh, I knew. I knew. Did you like her, Pensari? Huh? Did you like eating her out, punk? Good. Because you've been eating her all night.
What?
But I haven't seen her all night.
Oh, you've seen her. You just didn't recognize her. Not the way my cleaners left her. And the kitchen staff. That's right. They sliced her up, ground her up, and baked her right into your lasagna. I hope she was tasty.
Oh my God, I didn't know. You gotta believe me, Vince. I didn't.
Get the hose, Ruben. Sounds like you better clean him up. All right, time to settle this. I gave your friend Ruben a choice. Now I'm giving you a choice, Pensari. Either beg your friend to kill you, or else my cleaners are gonna work you over until you die. What's it gonna be?
Up yours, old man.
Okay, so this is gonna take a while. Okay, I figured on that. The cleaners usually take all night anyway, but one way or another, I'm gonna hear you beg.
No, wait. Mr. Giallo, I can't do it.
You mean it?
I do, Vince. You're my best friend. I can't just stand here watching you suffer.
Oh, thank God. Quick, before these men get in.
It's okay, Vince. I'm a professional. I can make it quick.
No, you dumbass, cut me loose. I'm tied to this chair.
I told you, Pensari, he's a good soldier. He knows who's in charge.
Ruben, let me go! All you gotta do is cut the ropes and get me out of here. Please, Ruben. God, don't kill me!
Nothing personal, Vince. It's business.
Don't shoot, Ruby. Don't shoot. Let me...
Well, that was fun. Nice job, Ruben.
Thanks, boss.
You must be tired. I reserved a nice room on the 7th floor. It's yours if you want it.
Somehow, I don't feel like staying.
Fair enough. Report to me in the morning. Good night.
Yeah. Good night, boss.
Hungry. Crap.
Next time on After Hell.
I'm gonna get out of this little death chamber of yours. I'm coming for you, Giallo.
I can't stop.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, don't go so quick. Your cleaners want to say hi, don't you, boys?
This has been a preview of Bloodbath at the Giallo Hotel. Thank you for listening. The complete story will be available in stereo on the After Hell Volume 3 compact disc. Spread the word.